Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Executives and supporters of MAD Canada, law enforcement officials, friends and supporters, ladies and gentlemen, bonjour, good morning. And first of all, thank you, Marjorie, for that kind introduction. J'ai le plaisir d'être parmi vous aujourd'hui pour soutenir le 19e campagne annuelle du Ruban Rouge de MAD Canada, qui a commencé la semaine dernière. I'm pleased to be here today in support of MAD Canada's 19th annual Red Ribbon campaign, which started last week. MAD Canada has been a powerful and an inspirational force in the fight to crack down on impaired driving. For more than 25 years, this nonprofit, grassroots organization has made Canadians aware of just how dangerous and destructive it is to get in a car and drive drunk. From its humble start at a restaurant in 1980, this organization has grown into an international force, a force for change, with over 85 chapters and 7,500 volunteers in Canada alone. Among them are people who are here with us today, and I just ask for those individuals behind me to signal themselves when I mention their name. MAD Canada Directors Joyce and Brian Westlake. Vice Chair, go ahead. Go ahead, everybody. Give them applause. Vice Chair Al Newton and his wife Pauline. Waterloo Chapter President Sandra Henderson and her husband Peter. Tim O'Mell of the Peel Regional Police Force, MAD's Police Officer of the Year. Where is Tim? And, of course, all the other great MAD Canada representatives who are with us here today. Your efforts have not only helped victims, but your strong focus on education has, without question, saved lives. So on behalf of the Government of Canada, and I think I can safely say all Canadians, thank you one and all for your efforts over the years. Mesdames et Messieurs, les statistiques sur la conduite avec faculté affaiblie ne sont pas encourageantes. Mais il faut souvent avoir un lien personnel pour mieux comprendre comment les conséquences d'une tragédie peuvent être dévastatrices pour les gens, leurs familles et leur communauté. J'ai ce lien personnel avec ma collègue et mon amie Marjorie LeBreton. Il y a 10 ans, Marjorie a perdu sa fille Linda et son petit-fils de 12 ans, Brian, aux mains d'un conducteur avec les facultés affaiblies. Par conséquent, elle s'est donné la mission de s'assurer que cette tragédie ne se répétera pas dans d'autres familles. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the statistics on impaired driving still leave a lot to be desired. But I think one must have a personal connection to the kind of tragedy it can cause to fully appreciate how devastating the consequences are for real people, their families, and their communities. For me, this personal connection is with my colleague and friend, Marjorie LeBreton. 10 years ago, Marjorie lost her daughter, Linda, and her 12-year-old grandson, Brian, because of the actions of an impaired driver. Now, as a father, I can only begin to imagine how truly awful it must have been for Marjorie to have heard that news, and then to live with the pain of having lost her loved ones. But Marjorie is not the sort to sit still and drown in her sorrows. Instead, she set out to ensure that a similar tragedy does not befall other families. She joined with the courageous campaigners who are working to eradicate impaired driving across this country. She has faithfully served on MAD's national board for 8 years and is now national chair, inspiring many others to stop impaired driving. So, Marjorie, thank you for those efforts. Now, friends, when most Canadians think of impaired driving, they think of drunk driving. But increasingly, police have to contend with drug-impaired driving, operating a vehicle while under the influence of narcotics. Just as a drunk driver, a drug-impaired driver presents a danger to himself, herself, and others. When drugs enter the blood system, they can affect basic motor skills, which mean you lose full control of your vehicle, with the potential for tragic consequences. Consider what happened to the Ryder family, who are here with us today. On June 27, 1999, 14 Kanata teens were involved in a multi-car crash on Highway 7 near Perth, Ontario. It was caused by a driver high on marijuana. As a result, 9 of the teens were injured and 5 died, including David Ryder. David Ryder devrait être avec nous aujourd'hui. Profitant de la compagnie de sa famille et ses amis, il est tragique que sa vie ait été brisée si brutalement. Malheureusement, nous ne pouvons pas ramener David, mais nous pouvons, en tant que gouvernement, agir afin d'éviter que d'autres incidents dus à des facultés affaiblies ne se reproduisent. David Ryder should be with us today, in the company of his friends and his family. And while we cannot bring David back, we can act to prevent more such incidents from occurring. Just as governments once took action on drunk driving, we must act today on drug-impaired driving. Alors, il me fait plaisir d'annoncer qu'aussitôt que les travaux de la Chambre reprendront, notre nouveau gouvernement présentera une loi pour lutter contre la conduite sous l'effet de drogue. La loi comprendra, entre autres, les mesures suivantes. Donner aux policiers plus d'outils afin de détecter les conducteurs qui sont sous l'effet de drogue. Augmenter les pénalités en cas de conduite sous l'effet de drogue. Renforcer les présomptions de tests respiratoires et sanguins. Et faire la promotion afin de sensibiliser les gens à la conduite sous l'effet de drogue avec des partenaires comme MAD Canada. Therefore, I am pleased to announce that Canada's new government will introduce legislation to tackle drug-impaired driving when Parliament returns from its break week. The legislation... The legislation will, among other things, provide police with more tools to detect drug-impaired drivers, increase penalties for drug-impaired driving, strengthen presumptions of breath and blood tests, and promote awareness about drug-impaired driving with partners like MAD Canada. Our goal will be to replicate many of the successful efforts over the past few years that have educated Canadians about the dangers of drunk driving. Nous pensons, tout comme nos amis de MAD et des services de police, que ces mesures empêcheront les gens de conduire sous l'emprise de la drogue. En fait, nous espérons rendre la conduite sous l'effet de drogue aussi inacceptable socialement que la conduite en état d'ébriété pour les adultes et les jeunes. Friends, our challenge is clear. Drug use can lead to drug-impaired driving. And drug-impaired driving often has terrible consequences for people, families, and communities. Just as governments once took action on drunk driving, we must act today to make drug-impaired driving just as socially unacceptable. Tout comme les gouvernements ont déjà pris des mesures contre l'ivresse au volant, nous devons agir aujourd'hui contre la conduite sous l'effet de drogue. That's why I encourage parliamentarians to join with us and Canada's new government to pass this legislation once it has been introduced. In conclusion, I'm looking forward to continue working with people like Marjorie, with organizations like MAD, and with police and parents across Canada to combat both drug use and drug-impaired driving. Together, I know we can do it. Thank you. Merci beaucoup. À la prochaine.